Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Adam Cincirillo, the good Adam, came out again. Nice job. It was very exciting. Nichols, then Ferrandis was on you. You were searching for some lines in the whoops. Oh, yeah. But you figured it out.
Yeah, I was super stoked with today. Talked to the team after. I'm like, what made me stoked is all my wins so far I've had, they've all come when I've had a great day all day. Like, I come out, I dig the track, bike's working great, I feel good, and you just carry it through the day. And today, man, I felt awful after practice. I'm like, dude, I need to go out there and get top five. Like, that's how bad I, like,
salvage.
In my mind, between practice and the night show, I was like, dude, I found myself like, I should probably just try to get a podium tonight. And I kind of switched my mindset a little bit, especially after the heat where I felt really good. And just, it was all about the start, man. And I was able to pull that out after I double clutched it like crazy in the heat race start. And then, yeah, Nichols had me pace wise in the beginning for sure. I was bad in the whoops, searching all over the place. And
you were riding defensive because, sure, yeah, and then he was like, oh.
And those Yamahas are loud, man. So you don't like know how close they are. So he almost got me a few times, but. The track was really tough, and I know he's using a lot of energy to try to get up next to me. And I think, you know, I knew Dylan was coming. He was so fast all day, especially in that first set of whoops. It was crazy. So I knew when I stopped hearing his bike as much, I knew they were battling and kind of conserved some energy a little bit, and then I made a little bit of more of a charge at the end. So
first set of whoops, what did you find worked for you at some point? By the left, maybe?
The right side worked for me the best. Like the last lap, I messed up the rhythm section before the finish line, before the white flag, and Dylan got right on me, and I hit the whoops the best I hit them all night, the last lap, and I went all the way on the right in the first set, third gear, but like third, if you hit the whoops in third, especially on a 250, you have to be super like light, like quarter throttle almost, so it doesn't rev out. So I was just super easy on the throttle. And what I found worked best for me is when I looked at the end of the whoops. Because if you're looking at all the edges, you're like, you almost force your bike to go sideways. It's crazy. But yeah, I just looked at the end. And then the next one, I just jumped through. And that was the best, I think, to the second set.
Yeah, it was a tough track. Everybody I've talked to tonight, you're one of the last guys. They're like, dude, that was really gnarly. Hard to ride. And I saw some pretty big names out there look like they're hurting by the end.
Oh, I was hurting for sure, man. I looked up and it was like 5 minutes and 30 seconds or something to go, and I was like, I had to take a breath. I knew that going into the race, so everybody's like, the way I look at it is like, if I'm feeling it, everybody's feeling it. I talked to Colt on the podium too, and he's like, yeah, dude, this track's tough to ride. And I hit over 190 heart rate, which I like never do, and so it was extremely difficult, but it made it, I almost needed to get the start in order to not like really fade. So
I'm sure you saw the points, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, you weren't out of it anyways, but yeah. Insane. No, yeah.
When you're 8 points down like that, you're like, I can't really afford to get fourth again and be 12 back. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So this is what I thought going into A2. I'm like, oh, man, okay, I won. I'm like 4 points back. It kind of takes the pressure off. Now I can ride the championship like almost like it's all square.
Yeah.
And now I feel like that again. Okay. But I don't know. We'll fucking see.
You never know, bro. Oh, you're so exciting. It's great.
No,
you don't
yeah.
even know how many hours of talk that we have about you. It's great.
No, I do. I mean, I just want everybody to know that I am aware. Like, that's what I said in the press conference. I'm like, because I just imagine as a fan and just how frustrating it must be to watch me. And, like, I get it. Like, I'm a smart guy. I understand.
And also a sports fan for other sports.
Exactly. And so I get it. Like, so that's why I like to acknowledge stuff like that, because people appreciate when you acknowledge it. And, like, it just comes down to me making the correct decision when I'm in the heat of the moment in the race. I can think about, I know what to do all week long. I mean, I know what to do. I don't just go through the motions every week. I'm just like, oh, maybe it'll change this weekend. Like, I'm on it, like, trying doing everything I can. So it's just about staying super disciplined and not, like, I just want to win so bad. So when I'm in the back, I'm like, I got to get there right now. And so that's just not how you do it. So
well, if Jerry can change, so can you.
Yeah, he's been crushing it, huh?
Yeah, Jerry's the new man.
The live announcer guy at A1 called him Jerry Robine. Oh. So that's what I call him now.
He's French.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Is there an E on the end? Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
Wait, nice job. Congratulations. A really exciting race. And, yeah, let's take this thing to San Diego.
Yes, sir. Thank you.